one hour closer to the weekend here on the Lori and Julia Show. We hope maybe you're out there heading off to start your beautiful weather weekend, right? Oh, I'm looking out the window. It's kind of cloudy, but it's supposed to be nice this weekend, right?
82 tomorrow. Okay. I've got beach and tennis pickup lines.
Well, that'll be good.
After
good.
We do our weekend pick.
I do have tennis. Yes.
And people might be, you know, by water and in a beachy or pool type situation.
I kind of love it. I love it.
You know, we didn't give away our two books.
Yes, so we didn't.
Let's, if you want, we've got two copies of Surviving Savannah at 651-641-1071. So
give us a buzz.
We had a miscommunication there, but and then we were panicked. We were missing a book, and then we're like, forget it. And then we're like, we found a book.
Okay, good.
No, we have them.
Okay. I had it.
Lori,
I was tweeting Reese.
Tell everyone. Okay, so if you missed the interview with Patty Callahan, this book is so good. It's just so good.
We do love our historical fiction.
Oh my gosh. And it's based on a true story of a steamship.
That is historical fiction by its very essence, Julia.
There you go.
Historical fiction means it's true.
There is an element of the story that's true, which is how the story has taken place. So it's, that's like a really...
it's a blonde moment.
Blonde-splain in there.
Blonde, totally.
But yeah, I tweeted Reese, you know.
This would be such a good... You know, mini series or whatever you call them, limited series.
Yeah. No, I took a picture of all three of us on the YouTube and I propped the book up next to the computer. I don't know that any of us look great. We just see one half of Rocco's face. We see you looking down.
Yep, with my interesting part.
Yeah. And then, you know, and then I just said, hi. Well, Reese, you know, it's Ramona the Pest again with another book to mini series idea for you. And I copied in the author.
Right.
We don't know how to stop, but we only share the best. XOXO Loj. Because, you know.
I think what we are going to have to start doing is have Hannah giving us the links or Holly and then sending the link of the interview with these tweets.
Oh, no, that's too much work. She just needs the cover. Get to know us or whoever runs her social media. They are the meanest person alive.
How come they don't respond back?
I don't know.
I mean, we
maybe
really...
they don't know who Ramona the Pest is. Maybe they don't know Beverly Cleary. Maybe
she's got a
25-year-old girl or guy who never read it. You know, maybe Reese never looks at her social media.
And Hello Sunshine?
I do it right to Reese.
Okay, well, you should include Hello Sunshine because that's her.
Julia,
that's
I'm her not her damn secretary.
Well, that's the book publishing arm, goofball.
Well, listen, I've got another job and I don't know that I...
What is it?
This, and then that. Giving people...
Oh, just a few of the jobs.
And I'm trying to be the Hollywood agent and help some of the... And I don't even expect a commission.
Oh, you're such a giver, Lori. Okay, so the deal is... So, if you haven't seen our YouTube video about turtlenecks that was posted...
No, peekaboo ding-dong.
Yeah, I'm just going to call them turtlenecks.
Okay.
Well, it's a Friday afternoon. I suppose we could talk about peekaboos. It's pretty
funny.
I hope,
you know, that the uncircumcised dudes out there don't think we're knocking it. Because we're not. A wiener is a wiener is a wiener, and they're all wonderful and glorious. And all hail the wiener.
Yes. We're not trying to offend the uncircumcised.
Not trying to offend, but everybody who's ever had the first encounter that you have sexually or romantically or making out, however it happens to be, with an uncircumcised, it is an aha moment. Okay? It's an aha moment. But I mean, usually, like, you don't realize until everything is settled down.
And what was that?
Yeah, you're like, where's that going? What?
Turtle. Seriously, but that's kind of a
and
funny...
I can't remember the guy's name, but I remember the guy. Daytona Beach. 19
you
years old.
You learned it really young.
Oh, Julia.
Well, you were an adventurer.
Well, I also went to Europe. So,
sure.
19. Mm-hmm. That's when I made the connection.
Okay.
Had the experience. Okay.
But that's on our YouTube channel. If you haven't followed us yet, there's delightful
it's about
videos.
Khloe Kardashian, an Insta, a pretty hot chick named Sydney Chase. Did a very, you know, like that she'd been getting together with him and her piece de la resistance, as far as knowing who he was, is that she made the claim, about Tristan and gave that identifying qualifier. And I said, oh, she's going to be hearing from the lawyers. And the next day, she apologized, not for saying it, but saying he had a peekaboo ding dong.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Because that's how true it was.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Did you see he never said no?
No, you don't. No one is going to squawk about suing anybody for something that's true.
That's the truth.
He's busy explaining himself to Chloe, or they have an open relationship and they just laugh and she says, good job, baby. Maybe we're going to get
some new publicity.
10,000 more eyes this week.
The books are gone.
Okay.
By the way, people are still calling us.
Yeah, somebody from my high school class called in to win it.
Really?
Yeah, I was like, oh, hey, I know you.
I know
really,
you.
Rocco? Really? Yeah. Did she ask if you're going to the reunion?
Well, we were supposed to have a reunion last year.
So you're going to have it this summer?
Well, I think maybe we'll wait for
it. Was it Nicole or Joey?
It was, yeah, Nicole.
Hi, Nicole.
Yeah.
Wagon wheel.
Yeah, there's probably a lot of high school reunions that were canceled last year. Ours was one of them.
Because that would have been a big one. The 20, would have been a 10.
Ours was 30 last year.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
You need to get on the committee and get that going.
I am the committee.
Well, Rocco is the committee.
Get it going, Rocco.
I know.
That's a drag. So much was missed.
Because, and then where are you going to have it? Because the 2021, there's a lot of stuff. Oh, yeah, I know.
Have a kegger.
The roaring 20s are coming. Yeah, have the party at your house, Rocco.
Right. We're going to have one there soon, we hope.
Cool, okay, so Nick Jonas is set to host the 2021 Billboard Music Awards. So all that hustling that he and Priyanka are doing is paying off.
Can I tell you why?
Why?
He has 30 million followers.
There you go.
They're finding influencers. Influencing is paying off right now. If you're an influencer, we'll take you because suddenly more people are interested.
Yeah. Dick Clark Productions, even though Morgan Wallen is the country singer who was introduced to the world as that guy who got booted from SNL for kissing random strangers during the pandemic and then became that guy who got booked back on SNL and then became that guy who got booted from numerous radio stations for casually saying the N-word. Yeah. And now you can add another thing he's booted from. He got booted from the CMA, and now Dick Clark Productions has said he's not welcome. They said, and he's nominated, and his album is like number two. He's nominated for like six things, but Billboard just said, he will not be part of the Billboard Music Awards. And even though he's a hugely successful artist, it's heartening and encouraging to hear Morgan is taking steps in his anti-racist journey and starting to do some meaningful work. We plan to evaluate his progress and we'll consider his participation in future shows.
Wow.
I was kind of shocked that it was like a school teacher kind of comment.
Kidding.
Anyway,
because
so Morgan's,
I know that he is trying.
Morgan's
and he's done
staying home.
All right.
And, so I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that.
I don't either.
Yeah, really. All right. Listen, we come back. I'm ready for your randoms today. I promise to behave.
I know you won't.
I promise, liar. Promise to behave.
It's that, sometimes I wonder what would happen if.
And now, Julia's random thoughts.
He looks like that puppet. I don't know. He's had cheeky implants. It's just random. That's all it is. All right. I'm writing, Rocco, I'm writing, every time we have book winners, I do the addresses and then I write little post-it notes and I write,
and the labels.
I'm kind of a full-time service girl here.
Yeah.
And I said, Nicole, enjoy. Fun that you know Rocco. Thanks for listening, Lori and Julie. And I was just saying to Lori before we came back on the air, I said, do you think anybody cares that I handwrite personal post-it notes to all these people? I don't.
I do. You just did a random thought last week about the joy of handwritten notes.
Do you think
notes.
They do care?
I'm giving you a shake of the purple glitter joy because that is amazing. And I do think you make people's day
doing that.
Yes. Shake of the purple. I've never seen this before.
Someone brought that into us a long time ago.
When we need to just, do an awesome
shake.
Or like our, here's to wieners everywhere. Shake.
Oh, stop it. Well, it's purple like the eggplant.
Right.
Okay. Here's some random things today. I don't know what today is in the world of what days are. Who cares? But
okay, that's a good random thought.
Good. I'm already falling behind because now I'm nervous. Okay. So a city in Tokyo, just outside of Tokyo, has banned people from walking up or down escalators.
I'll tell you why. Because okay. It's crowded and people that are walking then jostle people. It's crowded in Japan. Polite. Now they're, for this one particular place, they're having to legislate politeness.
Is that it?
And Japanese are unfailingly polite, but yeah, people have probably been jostled or maybe that's, who knows, but there's a good reason.
You think so?
There's a good reason for it.
All right, when's the last time you shaved your face?
I'm
kind of beardy, but I do shave my cheeks to kind of get, I don't grow a good cheek beard.
Okay.
So,
actually, I was asking Lori, but okay. I was just seeing if she'd answer
when
first.
I got dermablated at Dr. Crutchfield's.
Have you not been doing it yourself lately? Have you been relying on the dermablade?
I got dermablated and I hadn't done that for quite a while.
More and more women, because I'll never forget this one woman. Listener early on, and we met her at the River Room downtown at Dayton's, which was probably Marshall Fields. And Lori talked about the first time she shaved. Mm-hmm. And this is 15 years ago?
Oh, more than that.
A beautiful blonde lady and her daughter listened. Mm-hmm. I can't think of their names.
We were in the lingerie department at Dayton's.
Yeah. And so she's like, I shave, because Lori came in and she said, you won't believe what I did today. And Casey walked in.
He walked in and caught me shaving.
Oh, my God.
She's sticking out her thing. She's like, I shaved. Well, it's apparently, according to dermatologists, it's, you know how men have healthier looking skin because they shave.
Rocco, they're exfoliating.
They're exfoliating every day. And I always worried because I had a friend of a friend who I thought had a shadow who shaved early on this back in college.
Well, if you have dark hair, yeah, and you might have a 5 o'clock shadow by 5 o'clock.
And if you shave in the morning. So I'm like, why would I ever shave?
Yeah.
So anyway, shaving is good. Dermaplating is better, but it's the exact same thing as shaving, but it's a better word, apparently.
Yeah, no, I mean, Casey's never even seen me pull off my Spanx.
And he saw
one
you
time
shave.
He helped me get out of a bodywear garment on the top where I was stuck in it.
Yes, yes.
But when he busted me and he saw me with my shaving cream on my chin, I just said, will you ever be able to look at me sexually again? And he goes, of course I will. But what are you doing? I said, oh, and I slammed the door. I was just appalled.
I'll never forget that day because you're like, Julia, I have a confession. I shaved my face.
Just like my chin.
Lori's a yak. She has some more hair on her body, but it's all blonde. I mean, you are
I'm
yacky.
I'm peach fuzzy.
You're peach fuzzy. You always used to say, I'm a yak.
I am a yak.
He's a yak. Yak it all back. All right. So isn't that a song? Yakety yak. Don't talk back. Mm-hmm. All right. So I'm wondering if this is, it's National Honesty Today.
Well, we're being real honest here, sharing my shaving my face story, courtesy of you. This is the thing
I've
sisters.
Shaved too.
Yeah, I know you have.
I've shaved.
You don't think Casey would like you and seeing you in your Spanx? Spanx can be kind of sexy.
Okay, so here we go.
No.
Here we go. Now, why don't you share your love of pantyhose, Rocco?
Okay, sorry.
Yeah, no, I mean, I love
pantyhose. I know this about him.
Yeah, yes. No, listen, I have given this as a sex tip.
You cut out the crotch
in your pantyhose. Mm-hmm. It's amazing.
It is.
It's amazing.
Especially in the winter when your skin's a little white.
And you're warm it's all like sassy.
Uh-huh. You could be jet black legs one day. You could be ivory.
You could be going out.
Suntan.
And then you cross your legs. Surprise!
It's a Sharon Stone moment waiting to happen at any restaurant.
Yeah, no, I know.
Okay, what do you guys think is the correct word for female dude?
Female dude?
There is a correct word for female dude.
Like guys say, hey, what's up, dude? But
like
women say the same thing.
Like what another chick says to another chick?
It's not dudette.
No.
Hey, dudette.
I don't know. A lot of people I know just call both men and women dude.
Well, it's dudine. D-U-D-I-N.
There's a reason why nobody's using that.
Is sure it's not dudine?
No. Well, D-U-D-I-N-E. Dudine?
Yeah. I've never heard one person greet someone else with
dudine.
I want my Lysol, and I need to spray that information. I've got it. I'm spraying the air right now. I don't want to know that.
Okay, Durex created the first latex condom in what decade?
A latex comma?
Condom. Or comma.
Yeah, you said a latex comma.
She said common or something, but...
Condom. In what decade?
Did latex create the very first?
I'm going to go 1910.
Okay, Rocco.
In what decade?
Yep.
1930?
It's the 20s.
Oh. The 20s. It's right the 20s. Between.
And then the first condom with lubricant was in what decade?
I'm going to say the 50s.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say too.
Yep, it is.
Yay.
And then the first condom company website.
In the
was Trojan in
2000s.
Yeah,
96.
Was a Trojan?
Yeah, it doesn't say who it was. Mm-hmm. It doesn't say who it was at all. But so that's some good stuff for trivia. Yeah. You guys did very well.
Thank you.
I'm impressed with you. Do you want to write your own memoir one day, Rocco?
I don't know that anybody would read it. Yeah. So no.
Yeah.
Unless something pretty exciting happens to me.
You never know, Rocco. On.
Isn't this exciting?
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Plead the fifth, Rocco. Yeah.
No, don't lie, because it's National Honesty
That's
Day.
That's right.
You just tell us the truth. You have higher aspirations and dreams than doing this? Probably.
How about you? Are you going to write a memoir?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
But I have so many notebooks.
You could.
But they're more about junk we talk about on this show over the past.
It would be maybe like, you know, essays or musings or some like stories, like right. just stories. Like we well, like is our is the memoir? Do either one of us have a memoir?
No, I don't think we have it in us.
I looked up Dudine or Dudine.
Yes.
I think it does mean female dude, but in the sense of like a dude on a cowboy ranch, you know?
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Like, I just hired a female dude. It's a Dudine or Dudine. Dudine. Or whatever it is, yeah.
Okay, well, here's something, a quote from Lori from 2017. You weren't right, but I wasn't wrong. I have so many of your quotes. I could do a quote book on Lori. This is her fighting because she can't admit that I was right.
That's a good one.
You weren't right. But I wasn't wrong. Yeah,
that's good.
That is
good.
I just found that in a notebook the other day.
Oh, God.
All right, we'll be back.
That is, Wanda. That is Thomas Rhett. The song is What's Your Country? And he's got a new double album, but he's just doing it one album at a time. I think he's doing side A.
Oh, okay.
And then he's going to see how side B does. But people really like him, and he does have a great voice. So that's called What's Your Country?
What's your country song?
What's your country song? Excuse me. Well, I think it's that
Texas?
Song. I don't know what that is.
Do you guys have any exes in Texas?
But I got a rose garden.
My high school, like BFF, Kim lives in Texas, mm-hmm. so I'll consider that, yes.
All right.
I moved to Texas once for someone who's an exes for 6 weeks.
Wow.
Really? Mm-hmm.
I did to Austin, Texas.
That'd be kind of fun.
It was the wildest thing that Julia has ever done.
Did you eat good tacos and barbecue?
It was right on time. You needed to do something.
27 years old.
Yeah.
Totally broke up with Bill, went.
You got to do that at least once.
Pretended I had a nervous breakdown when I was selling ads for KSTP AM 1500 and quit my job.
That's how Ginny remembered us when Julia called her to pitch our radio show. She remembered Julia faking the nervous breakdown.
But no one knew that I faked it.
To Austin?
Yeah.
I did.
Yeah.
Huh.
And at the same time, what really prompted it and put me over the edge, and it really was a nervous breakdown, I just wanted to quit my job and just go for it.
Yeah, and you wanted to
just explore
leave
and do
on
something.
A good
yes.
note.
So that was a good excuse
that was a good
at the time.
Excuse and a good memorable way to leave.
Well, it's nice that Ginny gave you a second chance.
Well, because she thought it was hysterical that's how she quit. Because she was a good salesperson, so it wasn't like anyone would have been mad at you.
No one was
mad to lose you.
No one was.
But you didn't want to hurt anybody's feelings.
Of course. That's
right.
So
you said, I'm going to fake a nervous breakdown so I look like
a fool.
Whatever.
All right.
Well, then you also didn't have to get in the whole thing. I'm going to chase another guy.
Right.
I'd save the nervous breakdown.
I met someone, and in 2 months, I'm moving, picking up everything and moving. Yeah.
Right. Okay. So after, you know, we've talked about, you know, Olivia Rodrigo, she had driver's license. She's basically Vanessa Hudgens in the remake of High School Musical, the series. And then she had Deja Vu. And then Joshua Bassett, who's like the Zac Efron. And he's the guy that driver's license is about.
Yep.
And anyway, now they've done a song together, Julia.
Stop it, Lori.
It is called Even When / The Best Part.
Oh, yeah,
High School Musical, the musical, and it's about their characters having the long distance love.
It sounds like a musical.
It totally does. It's beautiful, though.
Yeah, so, you know, They probably have, you know, the whoever's putting out, wherever you can see High School Musical, the musical, the series, probably glad there has been all of that. I know you got to say the whole name. It's so ridiculous.
You do.
Okay, so let's listen to, I think they had a song a couple weeks ago. They've got an upcoming album, and I guess this is the way they do it. They just drop one, two, or three singles before the album's actually out.
Yes, this is what's been happening.
This is Choker or 21 Pilots. Yeah, but they'd be fun to see, like, with two other acts.
100%.
You know?
Yep.
That's my other thing. I'm plotting all my, you know.
Your musical lineups.
Yeah, the collabs I want to see happen. Now, this I really like. This is the rocker song of the group today. This is Willow, Jada Pinkett Smith, and Will Smith's daughter. She of, you know, Whippet.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
you know,
yeah,
and she's doing a song. It's called, I think, did you get a clean version, Rocco?
Yeah, I skipped past. It basically has an F word right
there. Yeah, just right at the beginning.
But and Travis Barker's part of it, too?
Yes, okay. It's featuring Travis Barker on drums, and the song is called Transparent Soul.
That's Willow?
That's Willow, and you should see the video.
Wow.
And is she the one that did Whip My Hair back in the
day? Yes. Way back. She was like, you know, 11.
Wow.
Those sound different.
Yeah. Well, so she's, you know, in her mid-20s or whatever. And that's why she went on Red Table Talk and tried to explain to her grandma and her mom that she's
polyamorous.
Is that what she was?
She is.
Yeah. So
and,
it just
and
means
she doesn't have as much sex as other people her age.
Yeah. But I mean, so she had this album coming out, and maybe that's why Travis Barker had his hands all over. I don't know, you know, but I really like the song.
Of course, you do.
It's Rocco had to like that one. That was a good one.
Not bad.
It's not my thing.
Oh, I liked it.
I liked the High School Musical, musical song, which surprised me. I didn't expect to.
Best part.
Yeah.
Terrible name, but again, it's going to be on the soundtrack for the next.
Yeah, I like that.
High School Musical. Okay, now this is kind of a fun. It's just a classic cover. Orville Peck, who's kind of a, you know, interesting musician. Apparently, he's got an amazing eggplant and is very generous.
You did not just say that.
He's a very generous man with it.
He shares the love.
According to Dumois.
Well, you know, eggplants multiply.
That's right. And so.
Well, he keeps his identity secret.
Yeah,
he wears a mask.
He always wears like a mask. Yeah, he's just a real interesting guy. And he's doing a cover with Trixie Mattel. And people who watch RuPaul's Drag Race will recognize Trixie. She's got the over exaggerated eyes.
Yes.
She was on RuPaul and she just was on Lisa Vanderpump, came to a tea party with Iggy Azalea.
Oh, yeah.
But the video is super cute, and it's just one of my favorite Johnny Cash and, you know, June Carter Cash songs. They're covering Jackson. Can you do the song?
Yeah, I can probably do that.
Sing it.
Oh, I don't.
This is the June part.
You can do
go
it, Rocco.
Go and wreck your head.
Do it, Rocco.
Go play your hand, you big talking man. Make a big fool of yourself.
Come on, you're doing it, Rocco.
I'm going to Jackson.
Go comb your hair.
Oh, my hair needs combing right now if you look at me on the TV screen. Wow.
I had a friend in Australia that went and saw Orville Peck, and she's kind of a music snob. I'm like, do you like that guy? And she's like, oh, my God,
he's amazing.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. So I'm kind of excited for Trixie Mattel.
And that's one of our names, Trixie Malone.
Yeah. It's a fun video. And that's just, you know, I've gotten Casey to sing that song with I Do June, and he does Johnny in the car.
Oh, geez.
And I make him, you know, and I know all the words to this song, and, you know, I make him do the Johnny.
Right?
And then, you know,
I love it that he plays along with you.
He plays along, and then he gets a little nervous when I start dancing on my pony keg because I'm driving.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but I'm one-handed, you know, dancing on my pony keg.
She's the driver to the bar. He's the driver home. They've got that worked out perfectly.
This next song, Julia, I picked for you because I know how much you love Zoe's Extraordinary Playlist.
I do.
And one of the stars, Alex Newell.
Yes.
He joined the four breakout sensation Vincent on his dance floor ready track, which is called Higher. NT, all in capital letters.
Yeah.
I don't know who the four even is.
And Counting Crows have a new song out today.
Oh, please, please.
You want me to play it?
Yeah.
I got to dig it up. But yeah, it's on Spotify. That's like their first song in like years. 7 years.
And DJ Khaled had a song out featuring Nas, Jay-Z, all kinds of people on it. But I you listen on your own. And I didn't feel like playing Billie Eilish, Your Power, because we listened to it yesterday.
Oh, you did? I was gone. Because yeah, she has, this is Elevator Boots by Counting Crows.
Okay. Sounds Counting Crows.
It sounds like Counting Crows. Yeah.
It sounds. Isn't that funny?
Yeah. I know.
People can't help sounding like themselves sometimes.
Right.
They just sound like you.
Okay, so I vote for Transparent Soul by Willow and Higher by Vincent. Right.
What's your country and even win the best part?
I think that's why I'm with Julia on this one. What a week.
We're going sappy.
Okay, that's all right, you two.
All right.
I just highlighted what I liked, so when I go to remember what the songs, I'll remember
but
what
the Trixie Mattel Orville Peck is interesting.
It is.
Orville Peck, even though he doesn't talk about who he does identify as gay, and then Trixie Mattel is a drag queen.
So
that they make for an interesting pair. That's fun.
Yeah, it is fun. All right, listen, we come back. We're going to Hollywood speak. Halle Berry responds to her What the Halle Hair moment at the Oscars.
So, what are you trying to say?
Hollywood speaking.
What is the meaning of this?
Okay, I've been waiting and waiting and waiting for what the Halle Berry going to say about her hair and her Oscar reaction, because even at the Oscars, you know, just even when she had to pop up on that step and she just knows she looked sad. It was the talk of the hair salon on, you know, Monday and Tuesday. I saw Jane at Sloan Beauty Bar and she said no one could understand the lack of makeup.
I just told you, no fake eyelashes or anything.
And that the freshly cut hair, as in that afternoon, had a lot of hair people clutching their
hair pearls.
That's right.
We
were not
ends.
The only ones who were just, because it is, she's so gorgeous. Like
she's
it was
so,
like somebody tried hard, and even Jane didn't even like the dress. She thought it just looked like she flopped it
I
on.
I hate that she didn't wear any makeup, and she's going to be, it's the biggest night. I mean, you're a beautiful, beautiful woman.
Well, here's what she, you know, she's done nothing since she has an Insta all week. So I do feel bad. Because imagine being one of the most beautiful women in the world for all these years. Yeah. And then that's why I wonder if this boyfriend is going to get dumped. You know, remember he was blinking. Don't look at her hair. Don't look at her hair. Okay. When they were posing on the red carpet.
Listen to her racco.
But anyway, she's done nothing. But finally, she's spoken. And somebody had tweeted. There was a lot of funny memes. I mean, you know, comparing her to Johnny Depp and Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, to Emo Phillips, you know, because even with that tragic haircut, you can still see, you're like, oh my God, that's Halle Flippin' Berry.
We found an old photo of Lori and I, Rocco, that I had that same horrible haircut.
Oh, you did?
Remember when I had my hair
dark? Dark, with choppy bangs.
It's, oh, yeah. It's horrible.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
Yeah, it is.
I admit, I was not looking at her hair when she was on stage.
No, I know. Of course not. I mean, she's got like the most incredible body. But anyway, one clip that went viral showed a man wearing a wig that resembles Halle's new hairstyle with the caption, Halle Berry tonight. And she retweeted it, adding the weary and laughing emojis. So, I mean, I love that. I love
having a sense of humor.
That she's in on it and that, she's letting us know she can't believe she did it either.
Yep. Okay.
And then she is laughing because this guy doing this thing was the best.
Yes.
Halle Berry. There were some very funny tweets. And of course, you know, if you can go viral, even if it's for like a reason, like a hair, at least she gave us something to talk about. And next year when she shows up, because she always gets asked to be at the Oscars, she will
never
devastate us
with her beard.
Dazzling. Yeah.
It was just the fact that it didn't look like she had any makeup on. I'm like, why would you do that to yourself?
Somebody talked her into this.
The understated look.
Yeah.
It's a year of understatement.
That's right.
We don't want to go all out.
Okay, Joe Rogan finally said something I agree with when he told People he's not a respected source of information, quote unquote. Joe, got heat from actually Dr. Fauci and a bunch of other people because he told young people not to get the vaccine if they're like 21, healthy, exercising all the time and eating their vegetables, which is clearly dumb advice because Corona doesn't care if you eat your vegetables, exercise, or are 21. You can still get it.
No, I know.
So he backtracked it and he said, I am a bleeping moron. Don't listen to me.
And then he says, I'm drunk or high most of the time when I'm doing my show. I mean, he really backed off. He got so much flack. I was so disappointed because I know so many 20-somethings that listen to him.
Yeah, so
and for him to say that, but at least he owned it.
And in a good, you know, yeah. I mean, that's a good way. He said, you know, I'm not an anti. He went on and on, but he just said at the end of it, I think you should believe Joe Rogan, and he said, I am not a respected source of information. Now, that is just a good thing to know about yourself. Yeah, we've said that too. We've got something in common with him.
Huh. We've said it for years. We might be making this up or it could be true.
He called himself a bleeping moron. Yeah. Don't listen to me. So, yeah, I like that.
I felt like I really, when that happened, and he was signed up to get the Johnson & Johnson right when it got pulled off.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was so glad that he said that because a lot of people just listened to him and I just thought, oh.
Yeah, we don't need any of this
anti-vaccine crap going on right now. Just get vaccinated so we can go back to our life.
Get vaccinated so you don't get sick, you don't make someone else sick.
So we can go back to our lives.
Think of it as like your kid going off to kindergarten or your baby, we get vaccinated. This is not new territory for us. This is like life or death. Look what's happening in India, for God's sakes. They're worried that's going to happen to Africa next.
No, I know.
And that's exactly what we tried to avoid here by wearing masks.
Right.
And social distancing. Yeah. We did it so far.
It's such an easy thing. I really am perplexed. And there's like one particular person in my family. And she just said to me, I don't want to be tracked. And I burst out laughing.
Oh, for crying
I said,
out
you
loud.
Already are. You got a damn smartphone. You're tracked, lady. And she just was like.
And if you're not tracked there's a camera everywhere on every street corner in this world right now.
But I said, that's not how vaccines work. Mm-hmm. You know? Lori has
a problem person in her family, and we are always perplexed talking about this person.
Yeah. But I mean,
there's no way to put a microchip in a vaccine that floats around in your body.
I know.
Bill Gates is looking out after you. Also, you're not important enough that Bill Gates is keeping an eye on you.
Yeah, and we're already tracked. With our phones.
We just need more people to do it so we can just go back to life.
It's such a selfish thing.
I agree.
I really think you're just being a selfish person who doesn't care about anybody or anybody else. Because it's like, and I've heard the argument, well, if you're vaccinated, what do you worry about what I do? And I'm like, we're trying to stop this. Now younger people are going to get sick. Now, you know,
I have a 9-year-old that can't get vaccinated. Let's try to keep him
right. I mean, you're just being a selfish a-hole. Okay, there we go. I like that we got that out of the way. Victoria Beckham, this is what she had people vote on her Instagram page when she shared the picture of Justin Bieber sharing his crock line to her.
Yep.
And about the followers, what people she thought, what would you think I'm going to do? And 57% said, no, you're never going to wear them. And she said, well, on her Instagram, that was close. I think I'd rather die, but thank you anyway, Justin Bieber.
Just like you.
Yeah.
No, Lori would
die. We've never even seen her in flats.
No, right.
She's never worn a ballet slipper in public.
Really?
Never. Victoria Beckham has never been photographed in flat shoes.
All right.
She's never going to be.
Someone finds a picture, send it to us.
Like me and you, we're at one point in our life, we have both walked down the streets of New York City at 2 a.m.
barefoot.
With no shoes
no
on.
Shirt.
Rocco.
And not in a straight line either.
No.
Not even close to a straight line.
But everyone should have do that.
Everyone should
once.
Have those moments.
At least once. At least once. And we didn't even care. We're like, oh God, our feet are gonna be just my shoes. I was like Brunhilde. I could have gotten home with my shoes hanging off my big toe clumping along. Just kind of dragging. Oh Lordy.
My favorite is when you borrowed your friend's shoes. Brand new shoes.
From Italy.
From Italy, and she wears them when we're in New York, staying at her friend's house, Rocco, and we run to get on a subway, and her heel gets caught in a grate, and it falls off, and we run onto the train, but then she runs off, picks the heel out of the grate, and clobbles back on, and she's heel.
I never told my girlfriend, and then like 2 months after I was there, she calls me, Lori, and I'm like, Paula. She goes, do you have something to tell me? And I go, I tried to get it fixed.
We tried to get them fixed, but... there's nothing funnier than watching someone with a broken heel.
Oh, Lordy.
Heel toe.
All right,
we'll be back. We've got a fun game happening. Happy Hour Trivia.